This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Here's a man who's working for a wealthy owner. He's the manager. He's running the farm. He's running the estate. He's running the business, whatever it is. The boss, the owner, finds out this man's probably stealing. What it says, he wasted his substance. He probably was skimming, probably taking money. So the owner calls him in and said, "You're going to lose your job. Give an account of what you've done." And when this guy finds out he's about to lose his job, he scrambles to protect himself, to hedge his bets. So he does something very shrewd. He goes to the people that owe money to his boss, and he says, "What do you owe? Cut your bill in half, cut it 20%. You say, why would he do that? To be a nice guy? No, it had nothing to do with being a nice guy. He was protecting himself in the future. When he lost his job, he could go to those people and use what he did as blackmail. "I need money. I need a place to stay. I need some food." And if they balked, they said, "Well, remember," he would say, "remember what I did for you? I cut your bill 50%. Do you want me to go back to the guy I used to work for and tell him what I did? No, here's some money." So he was very shrewd in what he did. Now, here's the main point of this message you've got to go home with. Jesus was not commending dishonesty. Jesus wasn't complimenting a con artist. Jesus wasn't praising someone who's what we would call a slick operator. Jesus was saying this man was shrewd in dealing with people of the world. And the principle is this: the Lord wants me and wants you to use the same creativity, the same dedication, the same commitment and fervor to the kingdom of God that we would use with our worldly pursuits. That's the lesson. That's the lesson. Here's what most ministers do with this text, because I've heard people preach from this before. They say, God wants you to use the same energy that you do in the world and use it for the kingdom. I reverse it. I don't say that. Here's what I would say. What would happen to your job this month? What would happen to your career this year if you applied the same dedication, the same fervor, the same zeal to your job that you apply to the kingdom of God? Would you still have a job? You know, some people say, "No, I wouldn't have a job too long." That's something to think about today. That's the principle today, to apply to the kingdom of God. Remember, the kingdom of God is simply any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. A kingdom is a place where a king reigns. The kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. This may be news to somebody today, but if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, you're part of the kingdom of God, whether you know it or not. If Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, you're a part of the kingdom of God. Well, let's bring up verse 2. So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer." There is a principle taught in Scripture in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that's this, that someday we will have to give an account to the Lord for what we've done with our lives. And somebody will say, "Well, I thought the Bible says we're saved by grace." We are. "I thought we were saved by the substitutionary death of Christ on the cross." We are. "I thought it's all unmerited favor and we don't deserve it." You're right. All of those things are true. But I can show you in the Old and New Testament, from, for instance, 2 Corinthians 5:10 that I read at the cemetery yesterday, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." For what purpose? To give an account of the things we've done in the body, both good and bad. Do I understand that completely? No, I don't understand it. I just know it says it, that there is accounting. I want you to go home with that thought, that life is about giving an account someday to the Lord. If you're a parent, you're going to give an account for the way you raised your children in some respects. That's kind of scary for all of us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.